بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبع هداه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فهذه المحاضرة بعنوان نواقض الإيمان، ولعلكم في المحاضرة الأولى أمس سمعتم حقيقة الإيمان، وأن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص، والقول قول القلب واللسان، والعمل عمل القلب والجوارح. فالقول قسمان والعمل قسمان، القول قول القلب وقول اللسان، والعمل عمل القلب وعمل الجوارح. فهذه هي حقيقة الإيمان، قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. وفي هذه المحاضرة لابد أن نتصور أن الإيمان أصل وفرع، وحتى نتصور ذلك أن الإيمان أصل وفرع، فالنقص يكون بمقابلة أو بمضادة الفرع، والنقض يكون بمضادة الأصل. ما يضاد الفرع ينقص الإيمان، وما يضاد الأصل ينقض الإيمان. إذن عندنا الآن تعبير نقض ونقص. النقص يكون في الفروع، في فروع الشجرة، والنقض يكون لأصل الشجرة. الإيمان كالشجرة، هذا المثل يقرب الموضوع إن شاء الله. الإيمان كالشجرة، الشجرة لها أصل وفرع، الشجرة لها أصل وفرع. ومعلوم أن الشجرة إذا قطعت شيئا من فروعها نقصت، أما إذا فصلتها عن أصلها، قطعت الأصل، انتقضت الشجرة، ما تعيش الشجرة. إذا قضيت على أصلها ماتت، ذهبت بالكلية، ما تبقى شجرة. أما إذا قضيت على الفروع فتبقى شجرة لكنها ناقصة. فالنقص كما قلنا يكون نقض الفرع، والنقض يكون في الأصل. إذا نواقض الإيمان ما توجه إلى أصل الإيمان، نواقض الإيمان ما توجه إلى أصل الإيمان. الشجرة، أي شجرة تعرفون الشجر؟ أصلها تحت الأرض، ما تراه؟ الشجرة أصلها يكون في التربة تحت الأرض، غير مرئي، والذي يظهر من الشجرة إنما هو فرعها. أصل الشجرة تحت، غائب عن الأعين، لكنها لا تعيش إلا بهذا الأصل. وكذلك الإيمان أصله في القلب وفرعه على الجوارح. الإيمان أنت لا ترى في الشخص أصل إيمانه، أصل إيمانه في قلبه، لكن أنت ترى الفروع على جوارحه. فالإيمان أصل وفرع، وهو كالشجرة مركب من أصل وفرع. أصل لا يمكن أن يوجد الإيمان إلا به، وفرع لا يكتمل الإيمان إلا به. أصل لا يوجد الإيمان إلا به، بدونه لا يكون هناك إيمان. فرع لا يكتمل الإيمان إلا به. فالأصل في القلب، والفرع على الجوارح، كأصل الشجرة في داخل الأرض وفرعها ظاهر. الإيمان أصل وفرع. إذن إذا تكلمنا عما يزيد الإيمان وينقصه نتكلم عن الشيء الظاهر، الفروع، فرع الشجرة، وإذا تكلمنا عن نواقض الإيمان نتكلم عما ينقض الأصل. لا يذهب الإيمان بالكلية إلا ما نقض الأصل، ولكن هذا الذي ينقض الأصل قد يكون قولا باللسان، وقد يكون عملا بالجوارح، وقد يكون اعتقادا بالقلب. فالنواقض يمكن أن تكون اعتقادية بالقلب، وإن لم يتكلم الإنسان وإن لم يعمل بجوارحه شيئا، يعتقد عقيدة تنقض أصل الإيمان، أو يقول قولا ينقض أصل الإيمان، أو يفعل يعمل عملا ينقض أصل الإيمان. فضابط النواقض ما يزيل الأصل، كل ما يزيل أصل الإيمان فهو ناقض، وكل ما يؤثر في الفروع إزالة أو نقصا فهذا ناقص ينقص. إذن عندنا الآن نواقض وإيش؟ ونواقص. النواقص للفروع والنواقض للأصول. والإيمان كالشجرة، الإيمان بضع وستون أو بضع وسبعون شعبة. قد يقول قائلكم ما هذا يا شيخ، شجرة ما لنا ومال الشجر، نحن ما دخلنا في الشجر، نحن نتكلم في الإيمان ولا في الشجر؟ نقول هذا كلام الله وكلام رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. تشبيه الإيمان بالشجرة وتشبيه المؤمن بالشجرة كذلك. ففي كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول الله عز وجل: ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. هذا مثل، والله يضرب الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. إذن الإيمان له أصل وفرع بنص الآية: ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة. الكلمة الطيبة هي كلمة التوحيد، لا إله إلا الله، هذه الكلمة الطيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء، أصلها في القلب وفرعها على الجوارح، أصلها باطن وفرعها ظاهر. ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. وكذلك الكفر كالشجرة، لكن الإيمان كالشجرة الطيبة والكفر كالشجرة الخبيثة. ومثل كلمة خبيثة وهي كلمة الكفر كشجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض، كمثل شجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت. من ربك؟ ما دينك؟ من نبيك؟ هذا هو الدين. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا، جعلنا الله جميعا منهم. ثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ويضل الله الظالمين، ويفعل الله ما يشاء. إذن أول شيء أحرص عليه في هذه المحاضرة أن نفهم أن الإيمان كالشجرة وكذلك الكفر كالشجرة، لكن الإيمان كالشجرة الطيبة والكفر كالشجرة الخبيثة. فالإيمان شجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء، والكفر شجرة خبيثة كمثل شجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض، ليس لها أصل ثابت، بل أصلها فاسد مقطوع مبتور، اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار، لا تبقى ولا تدوم. فالإيمان له أصل وفرع، والكفر له أصل وفرع. وأصل الإيمان يقابله أصل الكفر، وفرع الإيمان يقابله فرع الكفر. فكل ما توجه إلى أصل الإيمان بالإزالة فهو ناقض للإيمان، سواء أتم هذا باعتقاد محض لا قول فيه ولا عمل، أو بقول محض لا اعتقاد فيه كما يقال ولا عمل، وإن كان هذا بعيد، وإن كان هذا الأمر بعيدا أن يقول الإنسان قولا بلا عقيدة، وكذلك بعمل محض. والمراد أن إزالة الإيمان تكون بنواقض الإيمان التي قد تكون بالاعتقاد أحيانا، وبالقول أحيانا، وبالعمل أحيانا، ولكن كلها تتوجه إلى أصل الإيمان بالإزالة. فهذه المقدمة لا بد منها حتى نفهم نواقض الإيمان.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وبعد. This lecture, Sheikh Abu Hatim Hafizullah, the praising Allah, said, this lecture is entitled Things Which Nullify Your Iman. Things Which Nullify Your Iman. And he said, there's no doubt that more than likely we took in the lecture yesterday and we begin to understand that Iman is saying and action. Saying, belief, and action. And it is a saying on the tongue, and a saying of the heart, which is the affirmation, and a saying on the tongue, and an action of the heart, and an action of the limbs. The sayings of are two types. Saying of the heart, which is, it's a way of saying the affirmation of the heart, the belief of the heart, and saying upon the tongue, which we took the example yesterday of the Shahada. And an action are of two types. Actions of the heart and actions of the limbs. And that Iman increases and decreases. Increases with obedience to Allah and decreases with disobedience to Allah. In this lecture, he said it's important that we understand that is Iman has a root and branches. Asl and fa, root and branches. That there are things which are the root of Iman, and there are things which are like its branches that are secondary to this root. So the fundamental principles, we can call this root the fundamental principles of Iman. And those branches are those other than that. When one is deficient in the branches, this is a nuqsan, this is a deficiency. This does not remove your Iman, it just weakens it and lowers it and describes it or puts it in a position of being deficient. This is when you are doing that or that, or going against that which is a branch of Iman. But when you go against the root of Iman, the fundamental principles of Iman, this is where we come to the nawaqid. The things which nullify your Iman, which remove you from the circle of Iman, which takes you out of the deen. So he said we have two things here. We have nawaqid and we have nawaqis. We have those things which nullify our belief,
And those things which decrease our belief, those things which decrease our belief, when we fall into not acting upon a branch or go against a branch, this is a matter which will make our iman deficient. But when we go against that which is a root and a fundamental principle of iman, we nullify our iman, as if we were to nullify our wudu. We nullify iman. So this is must be understood. And he said, this can be clearly understood that if we could compare iman to a tree. If we compare iman to a tree. A tree has its roots, and its roots are in the ground, hidden. Similarly is iman. The asal of iman is in the heart, and it's hidden. No one sees it. It's hidden. And this tree also has branches, and that is what the people see. It's branches. Similarly, the branches of iman are that which the people see outwardly upon the limbs. If you were to go to this tree and cut from it one of its branches, this tree is still to be considered a tree, and this tree will still live and survive. But were you to go to the root of this tree and cut it from its root, it will die and it will no longer be considered a tree. Similarly is iman. If you go to the asal of iman, the root of iman, and do that or cut that off, then therefore there is no belief. But to the branches, the iman will still exist, but it will be deficient. It will be deficient. So this is what we want to understand most importantly in this. And he repeated it several times, that his mind is a root. It has a root, it has fundamental principles, and it has branches. This is a point that must be made. It has a root and a foundation, and it has branches. And he gave that example of the heart and the iman being hidden in the heart, just like the roots of a tree being hidden under the earth. And similarly, the branches of the tree are outward and seen, and so the branches of iman are physically outward and seen by the actions of the individual. He said, if someone was to say, what is all this you're talking about, Sheikh? Are we talking about a tree or are we talking about iman? Are we talking about a tree or discussing a tree or are we discussing iman? He said, this example that I am giving is what comes from Quran and what is in the ahadith. And that is that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and this Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has referred to the believer as well as belief as being a tree. And this is found in Surah Ibrahim, in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Allah verily give you examples of a good word. A word that is good, kalimatul tayyibah. A good word, and that word is la ilaha illallah. It is a good word, as examples is as a tree. Its roots are in the ground, and its branches are in the sky. Or these branches are spread. And this is how Allah, and it gives us fruit from time to time, or it gives good fruit and good benefit. This is how Allah makes an example to the believers. So this is something that must be understood, that if the root is gone, or if the root is dealt with or rejected or whatever, then iman in total is lost. Iman is total, in total is lost. But if there is a branch that is not acted upon or whatever, then this is a deficiency. This is a deficiency. This is where we come to what is the nuqs, the deficiency. So this should be understood clearly, he said, as we go on. And it should also be understood that similarly, kufr is a tree. And it has its roots and it has its branches. But it's a tree that is khabith, evil tree. And Allah has given an example of that in the same surah, saying, and the example of the word, or the example of the word which is khabitha, which means the word of kufr, is like that which is has been pulled away from the earth. And it's not in any way stable. So this is the example. So kufr is a tree also. It has its root and it has its branches. But the tree of kufr is that which is corrupt. The tree of kufr is that which is cut off. The tree of kufr is that which, as we know, lands one into the hellfire, is a tree that is in the hellfire. Whereas the believers Allah described as being, He will give them thibat. He will give them firmness. When they are in need, He will make them firm with the word of firmness when they are in need, because thabit. And that is the statement of, who is your Lord? And who is what is your religion? And what do you know about this man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So these are the answers that will be, or the questions that will be put, and Allah will make the believer thabit, fixed and firm upon this. So we return to the point that iman has a asl, a root, and kufr has a asl, a root, and iman has branches, and kufr has branches. Anything that goes to removing or going away or playing with or whatever of iman, the root of iman, will nullify one Islam. Nullify his iman, rather. Nullify, take him out of the religion. But anything dealing with the branches will make his iman deficient. So he made a point also that with the root it must be there, and with the far it becomes perfected. It becomes perfected. And the asl of kufr is there, and the branches of kufr are there. So if this is the case, then it is possible for a person to become disbeliever by a belief he believes in his heart, even if he never says anything. Even if he never acts it out, it is possible for him to leave the religion of Islam based upon a belief that he has in his heart, which is opposed to iman, a disbelief that he has in his heart, a rejection of the root of iman. And similarly, since we said that this is based upon the fact that iman is upon the tongue and in the heart and the limbs, similarly he can make a statement. And the Sheikh said, even though he doesn't believe it, and he says this is something far from the issue, but it could occur that he can make a statement not believing it, and therefore, because it goes against the root of iman, he has left Islam. And also actions. He can do an action which will nullify his iman and make him a disbeliever after he was a believer. So that he said this introduction is a must to understand. 2 points. One, that his iman is a root, has roots, and has branches. Roots and has branches. The other one is iman is to be compared to a tree. And if one understands that example, it will make the matter much easier to understand.
أيضا من السنة مثل النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن بشجرة فقال يوما من الأيام لأصحابه رضي الله عنهم أخبروني عن شجرة مثلها كمثل المؤمن أخبروني عن شجرة مثلها كمثل المؤمن فشبه المؤمن بشجرة أو شبه شجرة بالمؤمن فضرب المثل بالشجرة هو مستفاد من الكتاب ومن السنة وبفهم أن الإيمان شجرة يسهل عليك فهم هذا الموضوع الشجرة يمكن أن تموت إذا استخدم في قتلها شيء من المبيدات الأشجار لو رش عليها مبيد تموت. لو أن المبيدات رشت على أصلها ماتت. وبعض هذه المبيدات للأشجار ترش على الأوراق، لكن الأوراق تمتصها ومباشرة إلى الأصل، فأيضا تقتل هذه الشجرة وإن كانت هذه المبيدات أو هذه المواد السامة دخلت الشجرة عن طريق الأوراق أو عن طريق الفروع، لكنها متوجهة إلى الأصل فقتلت الشجرة لأنها أثرت في أصلها، فقتلت أصلها وإن دخلت عن طريق الفروع. وبالتالي حفظكم الله، كما قلنا الإيمان شجرة والكفر شجرة، وأصل شجرة الإيمان يقابله أصل شجرة الكفر، وفرع شجرة الإيمان يقابله فرع شجرة الكفر. والإيمان 64 أو 70 شعبة، أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله، وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق، والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. والإيمان يتبعض ويتجزأ كما مثلنا، إذا قطعت فرع الشجرة تبقى شجرة، فرعين تبقى شجرة، ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة، حتى قطعت فروع الشجرة كلها ما زال اسم الشجرة صادقا عليها، أما إذا قضيت على أصلها ماتت الشجرة، انتهت الشجرة. نفس الشيء في أشياء أخرى كثيرة، الإنسان لو قطعت يد الإنسان يبقى إنسان يعيش، قطعت يده الأخرى يمكن يعيش إنسان، رجله قطعت الأعضاء الأربعة الرجلين واليدين ما زال يعيش إنسان، أما إذا قطعت رأسه، إذا ضربته في قلبه يموت. فهناك أصل وفرع، هناك أصل وفرع، لا بد من تصور الإيمان على هذا التصور. الإيمان أصل لا يوجد الإيمان إلا به، وفرع لا يكتمل الإيمان إلا به. نواقض الإيمان كما قلنا لا تكون كذلك إلا إذا قضت على الأصل، سواء كان هذا النقض بالاعتقاد أو بالقول أو بالفعل. هناك اعتقادات تنقض أصل الإيمان، هناك أقوال تنقض أصل الإيمان، هناك أفعال أعمال تنقض أصل الإيمان، لا تجتمع مع أصل الإيمان، هي مضادة لأصل الإيمان، مضادة الضد للضد. لا يوجد الأصل بوجودها، لا يوجد الأصل بوجودها. وما هو أصل الإيمان؟ ما هو أصل الإيمان؟ وما هو فرع الإيمان؟ الإيمان كما قلنا أصله في القلب، لكن ليس كما يقول أهل البدع، نحن لا نوافق أهل البدع. الإيمان أصله في القلب، ولكن ما أصل الإيمان؟ أهل البدع كالمرجئة والجهمية يقولون الإيمان هو التصديق فقط، ما له أصل ولا فرع، هو شيء واحد. إذن كما سمعتم في ندوة أمس الفرق بين أهل الحديث والسنة والفرق المخالفة، هذا مهم أن تعرف مخالفة هذه الفرق لأهل السنة في ماذا. هم لا يقولون الإيمان أصل وفرع، أما نحن فعندنا الإيمان أصل وفرع. الإيمان عندهم شيء واحد، نحن عندنا الإيمان يتبعض وتجزأ يزيد وينقص، ليس شيئا واحدا، لكن عندنا الإيمان له أصل في القلب، لا يزول الإيمان إلا بزوال هذا الأصل، وهذا الأصل هو قول القلب وعمله، قول القلب وعمله. وينقسم إلى قسمين، أصل الإيمان ينقسم إلى قسمين، الوحي حفظكم الله الذي يأتي به الرسل إما خبر وإما أمر، إما خبر وإما أمر، يعني ربنا عز وجل مثلا يقول لها سبعة أبواب، هذا خبر عن النار بأنها لها سبعة أبواب، فكيف تؤمن بهذا الخبر؟ تصدقه. أنت الآن تصدق أن جهنم لها سبعة أبواب، قابلت الخبر بالتصديق. طيب، قال الله عز وجل اتقوا النار، اتقوا ربكم، اقيموا الصلاة، آتوا الزكاة، حافظوا على الصلوات، جاهدوا في الله حق جهاده. هذه أوامر، الأوامر لا تقابل بالتصديق، إنما تقابل بالانقياد والتسليم والإذعان. فالوحي إما خبر وإما أمر. أصل الإيمان يكون بمقابلة الخبر بالتصديق، وبمقابلة الأمر بالانقياد والتسليم والإذعان والقبول والرضا والحب والتعظيم لهذا الأمر. وبالتالي من قابل الخبر بالتكذيب يكون قد كفر. مثلا تقول قال الله تعالى لها سبعة أبواب، يقول أنا ما أصدق هذا، إيش سبعة أبواب ولا إيش هذا الكلام، هذا كفر، لأنه كذب الخبر الذي جاء من عند الله. تقول له قال الله أقيم الصلاة، قال أنا ما أقيم الصلاة، لماذا أنا أقيم الصلاة، لا يلزمني أن أقيم الصلاة. هذا قابل الأمر ليس بالتكذيب، وإنما بالعناد والاستكبار والإباء والإعراض، قابل الأمر بالكبر والعناد، مثل إبليس. إبليس لم يكفر، لم ينتقض إيمانه، لأنه كذب الله، فالله يكلمه بنفسه سبحانه. إبليس كفر لأنه رد الأمر على الله. إذن زال أصل الإيمان عند إبليس لأنه نقض الأصل بالكبر على الله سبحانه وتعالى والعناد. إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر، أبى واستكبر، لم يقبل من الله التكليف. ما الفرق بين معصية آدم ومعصية إبليس؟ آدم عليه السلام حصل عنده أصل الإيمان، وإبليس لم يحصل عنده أصل الإيمان، نقض الأصل. فآدم عليه السلام لما قال الله، لما كلفه الله بألا يأكل من الشجرة قبل، سمعنا وأطعنا، إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا. أنت عندما تقول سمعنا وأطعنا، يعني أنت فعلا فعلت؟ راح تقول أقيموا الصلاة، تقول سمعنا وأطعنا، هل أنت صليت الآن؟ صليت؟ لا، ما صليت، لكنك التزمت هذه الطاعة، يعني يا ربي أنا قبلت هذا التكليف سأصلي، مع أنك ما صليت بعد. سمعنا وأطعنا يعني قبلنا هذا التكليف والتزمنا هذه الطاعة، هذا معنى سمعنا وأطعنا، هذا أصل الإيمان. سمعنا وأطعنا، قبلنا التكليف والتزمنا الطاعة وإن لم نفعلها بعد، فإن فعلناها زاد الإيمان، وإن لم نفعلها إيش؟ نقص الإيمان، حصل أصل الإيمان. أما إبليس قال الله تعالى له أسجد، قال أسجد لمن خلقت طينا، رفض التكليف، رد على الله أمره، لم يكذب الله ويعلم أن الله قال ذلك، لكنه رد على الله أمره، تولى عن الطاعة، لم يقبل الطاعة، لم يقبل التكليف، واستكبر على الله وعاند وأبى واستكبر. هذا أصل الكفر.
إذن آدم عليه السلام حصل عنده أصل الإيمان، أصل الشجرة موجود عند آدم، لذلك لما أكل آدم من الشجرة عليه السلام انتقض إيمانه أو نقص؟
نقص،
لأن أصل الشجرة موجود في قلب آدم، أصل الإيمان موجود، فقط حصل نقص في الفرع، لم ينفذ ما التزم به. التزم ألا يأكل من الشجرة ثم عصى فأكل من الشجرة، هذا نقص في الإيمان. أما إبليس أبى واستكبر، رد على الله أمره، لم يقبل التكليف. أصل الإيمان مركب من أمرين: تصديق للخبر، والتزام للأمر. تصديق للخبر والتزام للأمر. إن جاء خبر نقول صدقنا، تصديق. إن جاء أمر سمعنا وأطعنا، قبلنا الأمر، استسلام، إذعان، رضا، انقياد، قبول. هذا معنى التزام الأمر. هذان الأمران، تصديق الخبر والانقياد للأمر، مجموعهما اختصارا يسمى الإقرار. إذن ما هو أصل الإيمان؟ إيش نسميه؟ الإقرار. الإقرار معناه تصديق الأخبار والانقياد للأوامر. خبر نصدقه، أمر ننقاد له ونستسلم، سواء بعد ذلك فعلنا أو لم نفعل. فإن فعلنا اكتمل الإيمان، وإذا لم نفعل نقص الإيمان. هذا هو باختصار أصل الإيمان، الإقرار. قال تعالى: أأقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري؟ قالوا: أقررنا. فليس أصل الإيمان هو التصديق فقط، التصديق من أصل الإيمان، أما الأصل كاملا فهو الإقرار الذي يشمل التصديق للأخبار والانقياد للأوامر. فلا ينقض الإيمان إلا بنقض هذا الأصل، إما بتكذيب الأخبار أو بالإعراض والإباء والعناد والجحود والشك، أي هذه الأوامر لا نقبلها، إما إعراضا، إما شكا، إما تكذيبا، إما عنادا، إما إباء، إما استكبارا. المهم هو لا يقبل الأمر، لا يقبل التكليف، فهذا نقض لأصل الإيمان.
أبو هاتم حفظه الله goes on to give another example of Iman being a tree. And this is taken from the Sunnah, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Tell me about a tree which is which the believer is similar to it, and it is similar to a believer." So this example of a tree is found in Quran and found in Sunnah. And a tree, as he said, it is very important to understand, has its roots and it has its branches. Has its roots and it has its branches. And there are those things which are poisonous, herbs or other matters that are poisonous, that contagions that the tree comes in contact with. And some of these matters, even though they don't go to the root of the tree, they may begin on the leaves of the tree. And when they begin on the leaves of the tree, they therefore move on to the branches. And these poisonous elements, when they begin to move upon the branches, then they finally take over the roots and destroy the tree. So there may be things that are connected to the branches of Iman
that could in eventuality destroy the root of Iman. And so he said it is very important to understand this similitude here of Iman being like a tree, having its roots and having its branches. This will make this whole understanding of this issue clear and easy to understand. This concept must be in our minds. We must picture it like this, for this is how it has been described, and this is how the scholars have brought it, has been described in the Quran and Sunnah, and this is how it has been brought. If we understand it and can perceive it and understand it like this, that Iman is like a tree having branches and having roots and having branches, then this will help us to understand this very, very important matter that we are discussing. Another matter, he said, is when we talk about the fact of Iman being composed of parts, which we discussed, in which we said that Iman is saying and belief in action, and at the same time we said it has branches, it has that which is of the highest part and that which is of the lowest part. This is saying that it is composed of sayings and actions and beliefs, and that it has branches taken from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Iman is 60, or in one narration 70 something branches, the highest part being declaring that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and the lowest part being removing something from the harmful from the pathway of the believers. And of course, modesty is a part of Iman, as the hadith states. Similarly, he says, when we understand this, that Iman is a tree that has roots and then branches, kufr is a tree that has roots and branches. Now, when we look at this tree, for someone to go to this tree and cut off one branch, it would still be considered a tree and would still live. Cut off a second, still considered a tree and would still survive and live. Third, fourth, fifth, ten, whatever. You could probably cut all the branches, and long as the root is there, the tree may survive. And at the same time, it is still termed and defined as a tree. So we can even take this to example of an actual physical person. That if you cut off a man's hand, he's still a man. He's still alive. He may live. Cut off another hand, he may live. He's still a man. He's still to be referred to as a man. Cut off four limbs, the two hands and two legs. Still a man. Still alive. Still can be called a man. But cut off his head, and everything is removed. Or go to his heart and cut his heart, everything is lost. He is destroyed. So this is why it must be understood like this, that if the root is there, it is still, Iman is still there, but if even if branches are cut from it, and if the root is cut from it, it does not survive, and there is no Iman there. And this is how he referred to it, as Iman has a asl, a root, la yujad Iman. You will not find Iman without it. And it has a fara, it has branches, and it will not be complete, your Iman, without these branches. The statement should be written down and understood, that Iman has a root. It will not be any Iman without the presence of this root. And Iman has fara, branches. And your Iman will not be complete without it. Now this Iman is saying, action, and belief. Saying, action, and belief. If we were to ask someone, what is the root of Iman? What is the root of Iman? He said, we would say that the root of Iman is asl, is in the heart. But we disagree with Ahlul Bidah in this regard, which we referred to yesterday in the lecture about the deviant views, those who are opposed to the correct belief regarding Iman, the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He says it's important that we understand that, these groups such as Murji'ah and the Jahmiyyah, because they don't agree with us, even though they say that iman is in the heart. They believe that iman is one thing, not having roots, not having branches, not increasing, not decreasing, not being a saying of the heart, an action of the heart, saying of the tongue, an action of the limbs. They don't believe any of this. They believe it's one thing. With part of it is moved, all of it is removed. So when we say that iman is in the asl, or the root of iman, is in the heart, then what does this mean? This means that al-wahyu, the revelation, is of two types. Revelation is either information, akhbar, al-khabar, that Allah Ta'ala tells us something, like Allah Ta'ala says, and the gates of hellfire are seven. This is a khabar. This is news and information from Allah Ta'ala regarding this matter. What is upon us regarding this issue when we hear it or we read it from Quran? It is to believe and to accept it. To believe it and to accept it. The other part of revelation, that which has been revealed from Allah Ta'ala, is the order, amr, that Allah Ta'ala orders us something. He says, fear your Lord who created you. He says, establish the salah. He says, do this and do that, an order. What is our obligation regarding that? Our obligation regarding that is acceptance, taslim, submission, qabool, acceptance, rida, being pleased with it, hub, loving it, and believing in the greatness of this order because it came from Allah Ta'ala. So, this issue, tasdeeq of akhbar, affirming what Allah has said and believing in it, and pleased and loving, and loving the order that comes from Allah Ta'ala, and considering and believing in His greatness, this is what the order is. Now, if someone comes to the khabar, the information, the first type of this revelation, and he says, when Allah says there are seven gates upon the hellfire, he says, I don't believe this. He has then opposed the revelation. And he has opposed the information from Allah Ta'ala. Kadhaba. So he's a disbeliever. Because this is the root. We're dealing now with the root of iman. He rejects information from Allah Ta'ala. He rejects what Allah has said. This is regarding the khabar. Now regarding the order, wherein Allah Ta'ala orders that one does something, this can be nullified or rejected by obstinacy and arrogance and turning away, like what Iblis did. It wasn't a matter that Iblis did not know Allah Ta'ala. Allah was talking to him directly. But it was that when Allah ordered him to prostrate, to make sajda, he didn't accept it. I don't accept this duty. I reject it. I turn away from it. He was arrogant. As Allah says in the Quran, Iblis was arrogant and he turned away and he disbelieved in his Lord. What is the difference, he says, in when we deal with the asl of iman, the root of iman, between Adam and Iblis? Adam and Iblis. Adam alayhi salam was ordered or was forbidden, was given a taklif, a duty of staying away from a particular tree. What did he do? Well, how did he accept this order? He accepted it with taslim, submission. He accepted it with being pleased with the order of Allah and total acceptance, meaning that I will believe it and I will do it. This is what was in his heart. But then he fell into weakness and did not do it. But the asl of iman was there.
Because he believed. He accepted and believed in the orders of Allah. And he said, the Sheikh said, this is an example of us when we hear Aqimu Salah, establish Salah. It's not that we get up immediately and make that Salah. But it's that in our heart, we believe and we accept the orders of Allah. We meet it with Qubul, acceptance, and Rida, being pleased with it, and Hub, loving it, and Ta'zeem, glorifying it, and with Taslim, and Inqiyad, and Ith'an. We meet it with all of that in our hearts. Even if we don't do it, even if we fall short, this is the asl of Iman. We have accepted the duty even if we don't carry it out. Whereas Iblis did not accept it. He rejected it. And this is something that we should understand also, that the asl of Iman can be removed by obstinacy, rejecting the order of Allah, turning away from the order of Allah, being arrogant regarding the order of Allah, having doubt regarding the order of Allah. Any of these will make you a disbeliever and you will not have the root of Iman. So Adam alayhi salam had the root of Iman and Iblis did not have it at all. Adam alayhi salam had the root of Iman. Even though he fell into the sin, he accepted the duty of Allah, the duty that Allah Ta'ala, in other words, I believe Ya Rab in your duty and in that which you have told me to do, and I will do it. Rather, he did it or didn't do it. He was submitting. But the one who rejects the orders of Allah and turns away and is arrogant and say, no, I don't want it. I don't accept it. I reject it. He goes against the asl of Iman. The root of Iman. The root of Iman. So the Sheikh, Hafidhullah, says, there are two matters. The asl of Iman is connected of two matters. It is tasdeeq al-khabr, affirming and believing in the information that Allah Ta'ala gives us, and iltizam, which is accepting and submitting and loving and being pleased with. These two things together are called iqrar. And this is the real definition when we say, what is the root of Iman? It is composed of those two things together. So it has tasdeeq and inqiyad. When the khabar comes, it is tasdeeq. And when the order comes, when the information comes, it is to affirm it and believe it. And when the order comes, it is to submit and comply. The one who rejects the information, says, I don't believe in it, or doubts it or whatever, has destroyed the root of Iman. And the one who rejects or is obstinate against the order, doesn't accept it, whether he does it or doesn't do it, in his heart, he doesn't accept the responsibility that Allah has placed upon him. And this is what Allah said in the Quran when he said, have you accepted this matter? And the creation said, yes, O our Lord. And this is in the Quran. So this is what must be understood regarding this great issue as to the asl of Iman.
هذا هو إجمال الكلام في نواقض الإيمان، وهذا هو الذي يتسع له المقام، لكن لا بأس أن نختم ببعض الأمثلة. فأنت الآن فهمت الأصل، فهمت الإجمال، فهمت الأصل، فهمت الإجمال. رجل يقال له إن الله عز وجل قال في كتابه كذا، أو إن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال كذا وكذا وقد صح هذا عنه، فيقول أنا لا أصدق هذا، هذا نقض أصل الإيمان بالتكذيب للخبر. أو يقول نعم أنا مصدق أن الله قال هذا، أو أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال هذا، ولكني لا يلزمني العمل بهذا. فهذا كذلك نقض أصل إيمانه، ليس بسبب التكذيب للخبر، وإنما بسبب عدم انقياده للأمر. فالكفر هو عدم الإيمان، الكفر هو عدم الإيمان. ما الدليل؟ قال الله تعالى ومن يكفر بالإيمان فقد حبط عمله. ومن يكفر بالإيمان، فكل من كفر بهذا المعنى فإن الله يحبط عمله. الكفر هو عدم الإيمان، ولكن لا نقول عدم التصديق كما يقول الجهمية والمرجئة، هذا من الكفر لكن لا ينحصر الكفر فيه، بل الكفر عدم الإيمان، نقض أصل الإيمان كفر، سواء كان تكذيبا للخبر أو ماذا، أو جحودا أو استكبارا وعنادا أو إعراضا أو شكا. نضرب مثال، أركان الإيمان كم؟ من يعرف كم أركان الإيمان؟ ستة. ها؟ كم أركان الإيمان؟ خمسة؟ ستة. الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. فمثلا تقول لواحد تؤمن باليوم الآخر، يقول لك أنا لا أصدق أن هناك يوما آخرا، هذا كافر. لماذا؟ لأنه كذب الخبر، لم يؤمن باليوم الآخر، يكذب به، يقول ما في يوم آخر، هذا كافر، انتقض إيمانه لأنه كذب باليوم الآخر. هذا واحد. طيب قال أنا مؤمن باليوم الآخر، مصدق أن هناك يوما آخر، ولكن لا يلزمني العمل لهذا اليوم، هذا أيضا إيش؟ كافر. لماذا؟ لأنه لم ينقد، آمن باليوم الآخر تصديقا، ولكن من حيث العمل لذلك اليوم رفض العمل، قال ما أعمل لذلك اليوم، لا يلزمني ذلك ولا يلزمني شيء من ذلك، وحتى لو بعثني ربي لأتين مالا وولدا. فهذا لم ينقد للأمر. رجل قال مسألة يوم آخر، ما يوم آخر، هذه المسألة يعني لا ينبغي أن ينشغل الناس بها، هذا معرض، هذا أيضا كافر، ليس لأنه مكذب وليس لأنه معاند أو مستكبر، ولكن لأنه ماذا؟ معرض. يقول لك هذه مسألة يعني كلام، هذا كان زمان، نحن لا ينبغي أن ننشغل بهذه الأمور، يوم آخر ما يوم آخر، يعني هذه مسائل شخصية كلها تحر في نفسه، هذا كافر، كافر لأنه معرض. رجل يقول يوم آخر ما يوم آخر يعني عندي شك في الموضوع، هذا كافر، ليس لأنه مكذب وليس لأنه معاند ولا مستكبر ولا معرض، ولكن لأنه شاك. إذن هذه كلها أنواع من الكفر، فالكفر قد يكون تكذيبا، وقد يكون جحودا، وقد يكون عنادا وإباء واستكبارا، وقد يكون إعراضا، وقد يكون شكا. نفس الشيء في حق الرسل، تؤمن بموسى وعيسى؟ يقول لا أؤمن بموسى وعيسى، هذا مكذب. الثاني يقول بقلبه نعم أنا مؤمن بموسى وعيسى، ولكن أمام الناس لست مؤمنا بموسى وعيسى، هذا جاحد مكذب بلسانه ومقر أو مصدق بقلبه، جاحد. الثالث يقول نعم أنا مؤمن بموسى وعيسى بلسانه وبقلبه، لكن لا يلزمنا اتباع هؤلاء الرسل. هذا ماذا؟ مستكبر معاند. رجل يقول مصدق بموسى وعيسى بلسانه وبقلبه، أنا مصدق بهذا، ولكن مسألة اتباع هؤلاء الرسل يعني هذه مسألة عفى عليها الزمن ولا ينبغي للناس أن يختلفوا بسببها، هذا معرض كافر، لأنه معرض. تؤمن بالتوراة والإنجيل؟ يقول ما فائدة هذا، يعني لا ينبغي أن تشتغلوا بهذه الأمور، معرض. مؤمن بالتوراة والإنجيل وموسى وعيسى؟ يقول يعني عندي شك في الموضوع، كافر لأنه شاك. وهكذا فأركان الإيمان الستة كلها ينزل عليها هذا التفصيل. من نقض هذه الأركان سواء بالتكذيب أو بالجحود والعناد والاستكبار والإباء أو بالإعراض أو بالشك، كل هذا ينقض أصل الإيمان الذي في القلب. وكما سمعتم الآن هذه النواقض قد تكون بالاعتقاد وقد تكون بالقول وقد تكون بالفعل. فمن سجد لصنم قصدا واختيارا، من سب الرسل قصدا واختيارا، من قتل الأنبياء والرسل قصدا واختيارا، من وطأ المصحف بقدمه قصدا واختيارا، هؤلاء ينتقض إيمانهم، لا ينقص، ينتقض، لأن هذه الأقوال والأفعال لا يمكن أن توجد مع إيمان القلب أبدا، بل تضاد إيمان القلب مضادة الضد للضد، تنقض أصل الإيمان. لا يمكن لإنسان في قلبه إيمان أن يفعل هذه الأشياء، لا يمكن لإنسان في قلبه إيمان أن يقول هذه الأقوال. فهذا مختصر يناسب الوقت، وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى لي ولكم التوفيق والسداد، صلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه.
Sheikh Abu Hatim, Hafizahullah, said, so hopefully we understand in a general, summarized, concise understanding of this matter, because the time doesn't allow us to go in greater detail. But maybe it will help, he said, if we give examples, now that we understand this principle, these principles, if we give an example. He said, for instance, regarding a man who says information comes to him, something that Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, or something that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says and is authentically related to the Prophet Sallam, and you tell him about it and he says, I don't believe this matter, I don't accept this matter, this is someone who has nullified his iman, because he's going against the asl of iman with takdeeb, with rejection of something that Allah has said in Quran or something that the Prophet ﷺ has said in authentic sunnah. Or maybe he says, yes, Allah has ordered this, or in fact the Prophet ﷺ has said this, but I don't have to carry it out. I don't think it's upon me. I don't have to submit to this issue. So in this respect also he has nullified his iman, because he has rejected, he has went against the asl of iman with takdeeb. He did not accept the responsibility, or he rejected the responsibility, he did not submit, he did not accept it as being from Allah Ta'ala and have intention in his heart of carrying it out. So he said, what is kufr exactly? His kufr is the absence of iman. Kufr is the absence of iman. And this is based upon the statement of Allah. Verily he who disbelieves in iman, Allah will wipe away, or all his actions will be wiped away, futile, of no benefit to him. All his actions will be of no benefit to him and be wiped away. So Allah says here, he who disbelieves in iman. So this is what it is, the absence of iman. Man yakfur, he who disbelieves. So this is important. He said, we don't say that kufr is the absence of tasdiq, the absence of affirmation, like Ahlul Bidah say. But we say that it can fall into an individual rejecting it. It can fall, kufr can be either takdhib, rejection. It can be juhud, denying. It can be turning away from it. It can be istikbar, having pride. It can be having doubt. Any of those. Rejection, turning away, obstinacy, refusal, arrogance, and doubt. Any of these issues, when it comes to the root of iman, will nullify the iman. Will nullify the iman. So then he asked the question, as you saw, which was, how many pillars of iman? And the brothers answered that there are six. And he says, this is iman in Allah, and iman in his angels, iman in his books, and iman in the prophets and messengers, and iman in the last day, and iman in the decree. It's good and it's evil. So he said, if someone comes and he says, I don't believe, say, in the last day. I don't believe in it. I don't believe that there's a qiyamah. I don't believe there's a last day. This individual has rejected a pillar of iman, and he has nullified his iman because he's taking the asl of iman, the root of iman, which is tasdiq, affirmation of the information we get, and believing it. He has rejected this information about a day of judgment that Allah is speaking about. So he is a disbeliever. He is a disbeliever. What about someone who says, I believe in this day exists, but I don't have to act for it. I don't have to strive for it. You know, similar to what the kuffar said, and if there is such a day, I will be given money and I'll be given wealth. This one has rejected it from the standpoint of actions, that he doesn't have to accept. He doesn't have to accept the duty or the responsibility that Allah has placed upon the believers to do in regards to the day of judgment. So he has went against also that second portion of the usul, or the root of iman, which is submission and acceptance and love and being pleased. Then he went on to say, Hafidhahullah, that someone could say, don't talk about the day of judgment. What importance is this day of judgment? This is a personal matter. Don't bother us with this. This is something from the past or whatever. This individual has also rejected and also has left Islam and also has committed disbelief and went against the root of iman based upon this issue of rejecting it. And if someone says, I'm not sure whether or not there's a day of judgment. He has left Islam because he has doubted the root of this matter. The root of this matter. He has doubted the information that Allah has given. So all of these are forms or types that one can fall into kufr. Then the Sheikh said, Hafidhullah, that this kufr can be upon the tongue, and it can be upon the limbs, or can be upon the action. And it can be of these types that we have said, turning away, denying, rejecting, having pride, being obstinate, refusing, having doubt. All of these will nullify one's iman. In regards to it being upon the tongue, or being upon the limbs that one does, this will be, for instance, if you see an individual prostrating to an idol, and he's doing this ikhtiyar and qasdan, yani by choice, and he intends it, then he has went against, by this action, the root of iman, and he has left Islam. Or you see him cursing a prophet, or cursing Allah Ta'ala. This action also, if he does it ikhtiyar and by choice and by intent, he has went against the root of iman. the asl of iman, and therefore he has left Islam. Someone who kicks the Quran, he has done this also ikhtiyar and qasdan, by intent and by choice, he has left Islam. Similar to those who have cursed the prophets, it is the same matter. Because these actions do not come from an individual who has the root of iman in their heart. And he gave an example also of the other pillar in closing, and that is regarding Musa and Isa. Someone says, I don't believe in Musa and Isa, or I believe in Musa, I don't believe in Isa, and so on and so forth. Or he believes in it, but he says, I don't see the purpose behind it, or he doubts regarding it. All of these are also issues of kufr that go against the asl of iman. So once we understand that iman is of branches, and has a root, has an asl, and that asl is iqrar, which is that you accept and believe in the information that Allah says, and that you accept the orders with acceptance and with intending to carry it out, even if you don't carry it out, and hub and love and rida, being pleased with it, and if'an and inqiyad and submission. If we understand this and we understand what the Shaykh has described, then the matter will be clear to us. And this is all he said he was able to do at this time. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa jazakumullahu khayr.
الحمد لله جهزهم الله خيرا الشيخ أسامة خوسي our brother Abdullah Ahmed with a beautiful translation of the words and meanings of what has been said and a brief concise description of those things that nullify iman. Building upon that aspect of what nullifies iman is the important issue of whom are those whose iman are nullified, and among them are one of the largest groups that have many divisions that are still present today in many groups today, and that are the Murji'ah. Our second lecture will be given by three of the Shuyukh, Sheikh Ali Al-Halabi, Usama Al-Khusi, and Salim Al-Halali at 3 p.m. The name is Al-Farqa Bain Al-Ahl Sunnah Wal Murji'ah. The difference between the Ahl Sunnah were the Murji'ahs. And this is a very important discussion that we've done from 3 to 5 p.m. Right now, in about 7 minutes, we'll be holding our Dhuhr Salah down in the gymnasium. Anybody who has not made wudu can make their ways towards the bathrooms on the northeast corner of the building on each floor. You will find the bathrooms there, and get your wudu and proceed directly to the gymnasium. After the Salatul Dhuhr, there'll be lunch served in the cafeteria, and then that will be followed by the Asr Salat for those who have not joined the Asr to the Dhuhr, who are travelers. Those who are residents make their Asr Salat at 2:35 when the Adhan will be made, and 2:50 will be the Jama'at, and followed by 3 p.m. our next program. Those who are interested in joining us on July 16th to the 28th, for the Ibn Taymiyyah Center, the second level of the Islamic seminar that is being conducted by the four Shuyukh, Sheikh Usama Khusi, Sheikh Ali Halibi, Salim Halali, Muhammad Musa Nasser, Hafidhumullah. They all join us for a 2-week intensive program on Islamic sciences. Please register now. There are limited seats. Registration is going to close in about 60 days. If you're not there, you will not get a seat. And also for those who passed or do not pass the first level and wish to take the exam will be held today. The time and the place will be mentioned after Asr, inshallah ta'ala. So please make sure those who have not passed yet that first level exam or wish to take the exam, it will be held today, inshallah, after Asr. Please make yourself way down to the gymnasium. Musalat al-Dhuhr will be made. Do it quietly. Keep from the cafeteria where the women are there. Don't go into them until the lunch is served at that time. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.